All right, it is a Tech Tuesday, and we find out what's going on in the tech world with CNET senior editor. Her name is Ashley Esqueda. Hi, Ashley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a big U2 fan, and I'm thinking Bono is going to write a song about Apple because Apple has been sending some work to Ireland, and now they owe some back taxes.
Oh, boy, this is a big story this morning. So Apple has been slapped with a $14.5 billion tax bill from
this
the European
billion with a B.
Union. Billion with a B, big money. So basically, here's how it breaks down. Long time ago, Apple started up a shop in Ireland, and over time, Ireland has renegotiated lower tax rates with them so that they are encouraged to hire more workers in Ireland. So that all sounds well and good, and a lot of companies do this. They keep their profits offshore so that they don't have to pay the higher tax rate here in the United States. And the EU, the European Union, had a committee take a look at that and say, you know, it just seems like you're paying not enough taxes in Ireland because the tax rate there is about 12.5%. Well, this committee found out that Apple was paying a tax rate of about 0.005%, which is just about nothing, and said, hey, you got to pay taxes. So you owe $14.5 billion plus interest.
Oh, my God. Thinking you're getting away with this and then all of a sudden getting socked with this bill.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. Well, Apple says they have not gotten away with anything because they've done nothing wrong. So Tim Cook responded this morning to the ruling and had about an 800-word statement, and he said this is an overreach and the EU is trying to rewrite Irish tax law, and we have always paid what we have been told we owe. Which makes sense. I mean, Ireland told them you owe this much money at that tax rate, and then Apple paid that amount. But, you know, it's sort of that question of sometimes what you owe to the IRS or sometimes what you owe to, you know, a country is not what you should be paying. And so we see this a lot with, you know, tax loopholes and things like that. So Apple is saying, like, we've always paid what Ireland has said we owed, and we've made that commitment, and we've always honored it, and this is an overreach by the European Union, and we don't want to pay this, and we're going to appeal that ruling. So they are going to appeal. So we'll see how this plays out, but it'll be really interesting to see what the final decision is, because if they do end up having to pay those taxes, we're going to see a lot more companies maybe changing the way that they do business overseas, because they may have to also pay taxes. Other companies may find that they too will be put on the line for quite a bit more than what they had been paying.
In the interim, Ashley, is it business as usual for Apple? Are they penalized at all while they wait for a decision? What happens?
It looks like there will be interest building up because they said, hey, you got to pay, you know, this $14.5 billion plus interest. So
yeah.
I'm assuming that will continue as they appeal the ruling. I don't even want to know what the interest rate is.
Is it more than 0.005 than they were paying?
Probably, honestly. Like, I don't think the EU is going to let them get away with a 0.005 interest rate. So for penalties, but yeah, this is it's a pretty big ruling in terms of, you know, companies keeping money offshore. And of course, like, companies do this because they're able to keep more profit. And so the EU is also saying, hey, you can't say that all of the product was sold in Ireland or all of the profits came to Ireland when you sold those phones in other European Union countries. You can't say, oh, well, all the product was sold in Ireland or all of our profits came to Ireland. So that's where we pay our taxes as opposed to each individual EU country. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all kind of plays out for Apple. It's been a very a week of highs and lows for them.
Okay. Speaking of which, because it has been announced that the Apple iPhone 7 is coming out. Is this bad timing?
I would say probably the announcement of the event, which will be next Wednesday, will probably help with this ruling in terms of stock prices. Like, I would imagine it's sort of helping it maybe not, you know, I don't think Apple stock will ever crater, so to speak. But I definitely think that the Apple event invite coming out yesterday certainly maybe helped a little bit.
And they are auctioning off that Apple One computer that we talked about last week. And how far have the bids gotten up to?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I haven't been keeping tabs on that. I'm in New York right now helping your very own Bridget Carey, your original Tech Tuesday girl, get settled back in after her maternity leave.
Oh, All right. Yeah, we know you guys switch. Today, I think, is your last day filling in for her, right?
It is. I'll be back next week.
We will miss you.
I'll miss you guys, but anytime you need me.
That's so nice.
All right, well, spending enough time on Apple, what about Android phone users? Is there any news in the Android world?
So there's definitely a few different things happening in Android. So Android's Nougat version of its software is out for people to get if they have Nexus devices. This is sort of the standard Android way of doing things. Now, Google will release a new version of Android, and then usually the people who have Nexus devices are able to sort of get that update first and then start seeing it roll out to other devices on other carriers. So you'll see, you know, a Galaxy S7 Devit later. You'll see it. But the reason why is because they always have to go through all of these approval processes, not only with testing on the device itself, but also with the carriers. So they have to go through those specific approval processes before they're able to push an update like that.
Is there anyone besides Bill Leff who's using a Windows phone?
I think I'm the only one.
You might be the Highlander of Windows. There is only one.
Yeah.
You know, there was big news with the Apple iPhone that we were talking about on the air, that there was an update that was crucial that you download due to security compromises and stuff on your phone. And the weird thing is, it didn't come as an alert on my phone. I heard about it on our show.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a 9.3.5. It was a fix to help with security things. Why didn't that come as a little pop-up to us?
That's a great question. And I've always wondered, I think Apple tries to sort of downplay its intrusiveness in terms of a push to your device.
This was a big one.
I would have liked to have seen, I would have liked to have seen a push update that says this is an extremely important update. You need to install this. You must install this. But I think they also like to give Apple users their freedom and say, like, well, if you're choosing not to update this, like, that's at your own peril. But 9.3.5 closed a vulnerability called Trident, and it was basically a spyware where you were able to sort of tap on a link, and then it would actually jailbreak your phone remotely.
Nice.
And so that's not a good thing. And so they fixed that. And they released that update late last week. And we're just, you know, a lot of people, like you were saying, a lot of people are kind of finding out about this in terms of hearing it from somebody maybe that they know, or maybe that they saw on CNET. Maybe they saw that article that says you need to update your iPhone right now, and here's why. It is a security issue, and it was a really important security update that Apple released last week to close that threat.
And finally, we've mentioned, various different types of phones, but now let's talk about a provider. T-Mobile had some spotty coverage, to say the least, didn't they?
I love this story so much. So last week, T-Mobile tweeted out a photo, and with this caption, it said, "A field engineer took this 125 feet up on a tower." And it was a picture way up in the air on a cell tower, and the cell tower equipment is covered in snakes.
Oh, nice.
just snakes coiled all around each other and all over the equipment. And I'll tell you, I'm glad Indiana Jones wasn't there, because I would not have enjoyed that. And so T-Mobile made a joke about it and said, now we have to make this a movie title. So far, we've got snakes on an array as opposed to snakes on a plane. And a lot of people on Twitter responded in kind, and they had a great time thinking up names of movies. So some people said Tower Medusa, High Power Coils, Snake NATO, Towering in Serpento, and Slithering Heights.
Oh, great one.
Oh, I like the last one. Well, I wouldn't have.
I'm
glad I wasn't the one climbing up to work on that tower and find that, because you need one of those long sticks to get all those snakes off. Pretty funny.
I'll tell you, you know, it's, if you're afraid of heights and snakes, this is like literally somebody's worst nightmare out there. Like, this is just, you don't want to find a nest of snakes anywhere, much less 125 feet in the air.
Oh, no.
So I imagine someone who has a deep fear of heights and a deep fear of snakes probably found this picture to be the worst thing they've ever seen in their life.
Thank you so much. She's Ashley Esqueda, and she is a senior editor over at CNET. And Bridget Carey, we've been talking to. She's back from maternity leave. And you've done a great job, and we'll talk to you whenever we can, Ashley.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Ashley. Take care. We'll take a quick break, find out what's in the news next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.